and parapsychology, and about how it's people that had a psychedelic experience had their mediumship improved, or their ability to do precognition tests and things like that. And so Wilson's invited to go and give this talk about it because of the work that they'd been doing just that fall, and give a report. The Parapsychology Foundation also funded a lot of the work that the Basic group was doing. And he's sitting there, and he's drinking coffee, and he's smoking cigarettes, you know, and he's just restless. And Dr. Osmond says, "We've been working on something. It's called leukoandrenochrome, and it's a natural substance, and it works on the adrenals. Now, we know now that, you know, trauma and alcoholism are," talk about concurrent disorders, you know. "Well, why are they talking about trauma in the meetings?" Well, it's a new language. We used to just say, you know, it's kind of stressful waking up with somebody you don't know. You know? Now it's called trauma, you know. You know, it's okay, you know. I mean, can you imagine where you could go up with me? Traumatic. You know. But anyway, so they're, and so they give this to Bill, and he takes it, and he calms down. And he'd never been calm this way without a drink before. It was amazing. And Wilson was very aware that the problem in Alcoholics Anonymous with all the people that were taking sedatives, and the psychotropic drugs in those days weren't very sophisticated. So anyway, he gets all excited about this. Now, people use Wilson's work with Hoffer as the thing of build the promoter, the power driver, finding another niche. No. When Bill's talking about being a power driver, he's talking about the first 5 years, up until the publication of the book. That's when he's talking about being a power driver. And one of the things he always said is, you know, I wonder if I would have presented myself differently if Hank or Ebby would have stayed sober. That's the power driving phase, okay? This is an incredibly intelligent man, with a remarkable array of friends and contacts in business all over the world, from his Wall Street days and from his days in Alcoholics Anonymous. And so they start passing different samples around, and Marty Mann tries it, and a bunch of the people at the office, and Helen tries it, and they're getting results. And so he actually got Pfizer to launch this product. I mean, to bring a medication to market is an incredible enterprise, and he was right front center and in the middle of it while still being of service to us. And but the thing was, it was a natural substance and they couldn't get it shelf stable, and so it didn't work. It wasn't able to work. Then Dr. Hoffer, and we all owe Dr. Abram Hoffer a great thanks. He was a running partner with a psychiatrist by the name of Frank, and they were talking about Mildred, and he said, "This woman's not crazy, she's alcoholic." So Abram Hoffer always has a special place in my heart because he identified my friend. He diagnosed her. And anyway, he found that with schizophrenics and with alcoholics, because that was the test population at the Weyburn Hospital, that using 1,000 milligrams of vitamin B3, niacin, and vitamin C,